Yes, so we are a private middle school. We have 250 students from grades 6 through 10, and primarily serving the Christian community here in Bell Flower, yes.
We're talking about discipline problems, and even in a private school, a private Christian school, it happens.
It does happen. When it does happen, it's disquieting, but we do deal with it. We've rarely had an incident that was quite as egregious as the one I had to deal with today. And I dealt with it, I felt, the best way I could. But the well-being of our student and the well-being of our faculty, of course, was at stake. And that's why I had to act.
This was a student who was using a cell phone, right?
He was using a cell phone on campus to provoke members of our faculty and student body. And we found that to be beyond the strictures which we put on students communicating with cell phones. Our student body and our faculty, through a combined political action, have been very clear that we are opposed to George Bush war on Iraq and George Bush war on terror. And yet this student took time out of the day to provoke us.
Now, how, and tell my audience so they know, how does a student provoke other students and faculty with a cell phone?
Yes. This young man was using his phone to communicate to a member of the United States military in Iraq.
Okay, but this member of the United States military was his father.
Be that as it may, it was a member of the United States military in Iraq, a member of the United States military which is currently engaged in a illegal war against Iraqi people.
And now, I want to ask you, Ms. Bingham, does this sound like you're being just a little bit over the top here?
Well, I don't think that we're being over the top at all. I think that we're only being over the top to people who believe that this illegal war waged against the Iraqi people is a war unless they work for an oil company. Now, I walked up to this young man, and I heard him saying, "And where are you, Dad?" And when I determined his father's somewhere in the Baghdad area, downtown Baghdad. And he said that, you know, all of this. I said, "Who are you talking to?" He said, "I'm talking to my father." I said, "Is your father in Iraq?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Is your father a soldier in Iraq?" He said, "Yes, he is, Ms. Bingham." I said, "I want the telephone. I want to confiscate the phone." He said, "I want to speak to my father."
And that's when you said he was being insolent.
Well, yes, he was directly contravening and contradicting me. He was engaged in an argument with me. And I am a member not only of the faculty but the administration. I said, "I want the phone, and I want you to hand that phone over right now." And that's when we engaged in this skirmish, which you never want to have yourself involved in when you're with a student.
What transpired after that?
I grabbed the phone. He was talking to this man who he says is his father in Iraq. I grabbed the phone, and I said in the phone, "Who am I speaking with?" And he said, "This is Mr. Dunphy." I said, "Are you the father of Darren?" And he said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Are you currently in Iraq?" And he said, "Yes, I am." At that point, the young man grabbed the phone, and I grabbed it away from him, and he grabbed it away from me. And we had a ridiculous tug-of-war going on. And that's when I finally did get the phone away from him, and I said that he would get the phone back as soon as, disciplinary measures were meted out. And we're still looking at that right now.
Now, he lives with his mother, right?
His mother is here in Bellflower.
Did you speak with the mother?
I did speak with the mother, but I applied one of our administration, co-parent, co-administration, applied one of the measures that we use, which is I told the mother that his back sass was on account of her. Now, I don't believe a child is bad. I think the parents are bad. And I told the mother that I am not there, but I am, according to the dictums of the private school district, I have to inform her that were she here, I would slap her face. And
You told this mother you'd slap her face. Now, I talked to the principal of the school. He said that that is what you call a corporal punishment applied to parents. You don't really hit them, but you tell them that you would.
Yes. I see. We never punish our students. But when a child backs ass, is back talk and whatnot, we contact the parents. We say, "We are informing you now that your child did back ass. And since we do not believe in striking our students, I am here. I'm giving you notice. that were you here in front of me, I would slap your face. And I told her that.
What did she say?
She said, I understand.
Oh, so she did understand?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
All right, it's a couple of things here, but we're primarily talking here about a young man who was talking to his father on a cell phone. His dad is stationed in the United States Army in Iraq, and you, Ms. Bingham, say that that was a direct provocation of a student body and faculty that is primarily anti-Iraq war.
Yes, that is the reality here at our campus. We've had a great many demonstrations. We've had student-faculty meetings. A couple of meetings. That was a strike force meeting. We had coffee and talked about what we would do against this Iraq war.
Okay, and these are kids that are how old?
Our students are a range in age from 11 to 14.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking with Clara Bingham, a middle school teacher. Now, this is... You're a teacher. You understand that kids, you understand parents, and you understand the relationship that they have. This is a young man talking to his father.
Yes, I understand that.
And his father's in Iraq, and I'm sure that the kid wants to know that his dad is okay.
Well, that may well be, Phil, but...
But just let me... I'm sure he wants to know that his father's okay, and I'm sure it's quite an exciting thing to talk to his dad. Do you know who placed the call?
My understanding is the father called him.
The father called him. So it's not really... anything the kid could do anything about, is there?
Phil, we advise our students that if they get a call like that, a call that could provoke our student body or our faculty, we tell them to disconnect the call or advise the caller they will talk to him a later time, but not to do that on our campus.
And is the violation the fact that he was talking to a member of the U.S. military and the United States action in Iraq is opposed to the sentiments of the students and faculty? It's got nothing to do with using a cell phone.
No, it has. We have a policy that cell phone use is certainly allowed if it is an emergency, if you're communicating to a parent or to a friend about school matters, or you're just having a conversation to pass the time. But to talk to a member of the United States military engaged in an illegal act in Iraq is a violation of the sensibility of the school and had to be dealt with. And then on top of that, when he backtalked, I had to apply our district corporal punishment rule as it applies to parents.
Well, isn't there something funny? Isn't there something a little bit backwards to you? You can have a conversation to shoot the breeze with your friends. You can talk to your parents. You can talk to friends on the cell phone on campus, but not to a parent.
You can talk to your parents, Phil. We have no problem with that.
Well, that's what he was doing.
But he was talking to a parent that was in Iraq, fighting for the United States Army in a war on Iraqis. And all of that. So that's where I had to throw in the flag. I had to throw, as we say, I threw a yellow flag, 15-yard penalty on that, because I said, you may be talking to your parent, but right now your parent is engaged in an illicit, illegal act, to wit, a war in Iraq.
But he could say to you, yeah, but I'm talking to my parent.
Well, he's not talking to his parent about anything relevant having to do with picking him up from school, having to do with a PTO meeting or a parent-teacher association meeting. It has nothing to do with homework. He is talking at that point to someone who is in the U.S. military, maybe his father. But as soon as I heard it was his father in Iraq, I knew that was provocation.
All right. Here's my question. How is it provoking the students if you're the only one that knows that he's talking to his father in Iraq?
Because at that time, I had to make a general announcement to the students around me. I said, that boy is talking to a man in Iraq, so that they knew that I was justified. And
well, why not keep it between you and the student, is what I'm saying.
I'm not going to do that, because that would be a violation of the trust of the other student. So I had to say, that boy there is talking to his father in Iraq. He is a soldier. And I grabbed the phone and told the boy his father should be in prison for fighting an illegal war. But I said, that's not going to happen, because this is American. George Bush is president. So I'll have that phone. Thank you very much.
And then called his mother and said that you'd smack her face.
That is correct, yes.
I'm interested in this policy of corporal punishment against parents. You don't really hit them. You just say that your son backsassed me. You're to blame. If you were here, I'd slap your face.
Yes.
If the parents show... Have you ever had a parent say, I'm coming down there, try slapping my face?
No, you never have parents do that, because... they know they're in the wrong, and when you tell them, you know, your child backslashed me, And I tell you, I'd slap the taste right out of your face if you were here right now. They're pretty well humiliated by that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to a phone call here for Clara Bingham, middle school teacher at Joyful Union Congregation, on the confiscation of a phone today from a student who is speaking to his father, a soldier with the United States Army in Iraq. Here is Teresa. Teresa, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm living in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I'm listening to this teacher on TV, on the radio, and I highly disagree with her, and it infuriates me because this is the second time today I've heard of a teacher taking a cell phone from a child speaking with their parents who's in Iraq. I heard her make the comment about the oil companies, that anyone that's in support of this war is working for the oil companies. Well, I work for a community college, and I don't agree. I mean, and if this is an illegal war, why is our country backing it?
Do you have a ROTC on your campus?
That college, I don't believe so. I'm pretty new there. Before that, I did 4 years in pediatrics.
Well, I simply said that because if you have ROTC, that means you train in, stormtroopers and this kind of thing. And I don't think that's the place of a community college to train goose steppers, stormtroopers, jackbooters, and that. And
wait a minute, are you talking about ROTC?
Yeah. ROTC.
What do you mean, stormtroopers?
Activity.
Well, but
been in school for as long as I can remember.
Of course,
I think you're a little obsessive.
No, I'm saying that
you're too controlling.
Well, I am a teacher, and I do have to observe the activities of students on campus. I'm sure you would agree with that.
I think that teachers try to assert themselves and show aggression towards students lately, and they've been given too much power, and the parents are told they can't be in the schools anymore. They got to check in with the office, not allowed to walk to the classroom to check on our child, not allowed to observe. You walk to the office and you hit a roadblock.
What we're trying to do is we are trying to educate these children, and we are finding more and more that the presence of the parents on campus is an impediment to raising children who are decent human beings.
Well,
and
I've been finding that the teachers aren't doing their jobs, and my child's being assaulted and harassed daily, and yet the teachers are not doing anything but putting her in the hallway.
You see how you're talking to me right now? This is why children talk back to teachers, because the parents do.
Whatever.
And that's why we have said
chance to say what you
that
had
I would
to
slap
say
your face,
on the radio.
But I would slap
I am
your face.
Trying, you know what? You lay a hand on me or you threaten me like that woman, and I would have your ass locked
I would have to tell you I'm going to slap your face because your child backstabbed me. All right? So, I'm sorry,
And I don't agree with you on this thing about the parents and the children either. Children get unruly and act out on their own, whether they come from a good home or a broken home or a home that's full of fighting and aggression.
Well, I
have to. And you're not setting a good example for those kids
either. That's a judgment call. I'm trying to say to the child, don't you ever backsass me. And the child says, my mother got a big fat mouth. So I call up the parent and I say, your child backsass me. And so if you were standing here in front of me, because I know this is why the child talked to me that way, because you talk that way. So I say, I tell you, I would slap your face so hard you wouldn't be laughing.
And I'd have you locked up so fast, woman, and you sued for everything you owed.
What law
don't
am I breaking?
Don't think I wouldn't.
What law am I breaking by telling you?
You are.
Well, used to be is the key phrase.
Wait a minute.
You are communicating a threat.
That's right.
And then if you follow through, that is an assault. And don't think you won't get your little butt locked up.
Well, Teresa, there's a reason why you used to be a cop and you are not a cop anymore.
Because I chose to go into pediatrics.
Because you might have washed out. I think you might have washed out.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
You know what? I wonder if you passed your psych test. Did you pass your psych test? Probably not.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. And I paid $4 on my own.
You paid $4 for it?
I paid $175 for 30 minutes. What's that got to do with you taking that child's cell phone today when he was talking to his father?
$175 for 30 minutes of what?
Country.
30 minutes with a man?
Our country.
What'd you spend
$175 for? What would you do if someone
would you spend $175
came here and bombed your damn neighborhood?
Okay, look.
Would you do?
I got to jump in here.
I want to know what you spent $175 for 30 minutes for.
I didn't hear that. Did you say that? Teresa?
Yes, I did, for my psychiatrist review for my law enforcement position. So she can just kiss off.
All right, and here
it is. I don't agree with
her. $175, 30-minute test, and she wasn't accepted into the force. What a nut.
All right,
okay.
For a whole year. What does that guy do with you taking that kid's phone?
Because if the kid backs past me and he's your kid, I know how you got a mouth on him. So I come to your house.
That has nothing to do about what being talked about on the radio.
That you're talking out of the left side of your kid.
That has nothing to do.
All right, Teresa. All right, listen, hold on there, Clara. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. So we're talking about smacking people's mouths?
Bill, I tell you right now, I don't miss and I don't play.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Clara Bingham about a kid who was talking to his father on a cell phone today. His father, a soldier in Baghdad, and she took the phone away from the kid because talking to a soldier is a provocation of the anti-war student body. And, oh, yeah, she would apply Corporal Rule Number 16, smack the mother in the mouth, whatever. 1-800-449-8686. A young man was on the phone to his father in Iraq today on the campus of that school. Ms. Bingham heard him speaking to his father. She asked who he was talking to. The boy answered, "My dad in Iraq." And you then informed the young man that he was not allowed to be talking to him because he was a soldier in Iraq, and the student body and faculty of the school are a majority opposed to the war in Iraq. Now, have I got that right?
Well, I think you're being a little bit cynical in the way you're saying it.
But do I have the facts correct?
The facts essentially are correct, yes.
All right, now, there's a man by the name of John DeFilippo. He was a driver for Ashton Hauling Company. And he told our producer, Harry Shelley, that he was driving by the school this afternoon at 2:30, and he saw an object fly into the street he was not able to stop in time for.
I don't know who this man is you're talking about, Phil.
Well, what did you throw the kid's cell phone?
I attempted to take the cell phone away from the young man. He tried to take it back. We had a tug of war, and as we say in the neighborhood I grew up in, you know, I got the drop on him. I got the phone away from him, and before he could try to grab it from me, I threw it overhand as hard as I could out into the street. And yes, a dump truck was driving by at the time. And
well, apparently the phone was smashed under the wheels of that truck. That's what Mr. DeFilippo said.
Well, I remember saying I was talking to. Max Winter, who was one of our teachers, I said, "Nice shot." You know, as soon as I threw it, then it bounced into the street. Then I saw the truck almost on cue come by and just smash it. And I said, "Nice shot."
Yeah, that's what the kid said. You said, "Nice shot."
Right. Is that against the law?
Well, you threw personal property.
I feel it was an instinct. Inside that phone was a soldier. I was just instinctively trying to throw it under a truck.
All right, what...
You know, I have nothing against our troops, Phil.
Yeah, but that comment there told volumes. Here is Alice. Go ahead, Alice. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
I've been listening to this phone call for about the past 10 or 15 minutes, and I've worked with public schools since 1988, and...
But I'm in a private school.
Well, okay.
So,
but I've worked with a public school...
That probably takes some wind out of your sails right there.
No, not a bit. Not a bit. I've worked in public schools since 1988, and our goal has always been to foster the relationship between the teachers and the parents and the students and the faculty to better our students in all
their parts
of their life.
Alice, I got to ask you, is your radio turned up or something?
No, Okay, I'm soft even.
Okay, we're getting a little bit of a... Grabbed a phone away from a kid who was talking to his father, who is a soldier in Iraq, and you threw it out into the street where a dump truck driven by this Mr. DeFilippo from Ashton Hauling ran it over. We actually had audio from a TV crew that was on site and saw you throw it.
So I am not afraid. I'm a teacher trying to enforce the sensibilities of our school. And I told the young man, you're talking to a member of the United States military. I'll have that phone. And that's when he backsassed me, and that's when I called his mother, and I said, "I will not hit you, but I want you to know, I want to tell you that I'd like to hit you." And that's what we call our parent-teacher corporal punishment.
You call up the parent, you say, "I'm not going to hit you, but I'd like to hit you."
I'd like to smack you, yes.
All right, here is Alice. Alice, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Clara Bingham. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, you know, you were talking about you're teaching at a private school?
Yes, that's correct.
I don't know where you get off thinking that gives you the right to belittle a parent in front of their child. What makes you any better than that child that back-talked you if you're going to get on the phone and talk like an insane person to his parent?
Well,
and as far as throwing the phone out in the street, I would have you in court, in small claims court, to buy me a new telephone. If that's what teaches at a private school, I am proud to be an employee and working in the public school system, because you are the reason why kids leave the private schools, come back to the public schools, so that they are talked to respectfully and not belittled. You are nuts.
All right, Ms. Bingham, your response?
Well, that's the first time I've heard anyone say they're leaving the private schools to go to public school. That's not the case. It's the other way around.
They're leaving the public schools and coming
to the private schools because of these women such as Alice, who is not quite sure why she's a teacher. I'm there to teach.
I'm not a teacher, woman. I'm a nationally certified sign language interpreter.
Right.
And I work
that's your job
with
this week.
Bound.
Did you do that on a matchbook, or how'd you get that degree?
Okay, that's not necessary.
Well, she's, you know, running her mouth.
Where did you get your degree, Heifer?
I went to Heifer. That's what they teach
Heifer.
In public school.
No, that's what we call people like you.
And I will tell
there
you
are
that
schools in the Atlanta
this woman right here is exactly like a lot of parents that I deal with. I would kick her face in, and then I'd jump up and down on it. And probably make an improvement, too.
All right, now we're really acting like children here.
You know what? When you start talking like that, all that shows is your lack of intelligence.
Didn't you just call me a heifer, you idiot?
When you speak to other people that way, all that shows is your lack of intelligence.
You call me a heifer, hillbilly, so don't start in on me, okay?
Well, you're calling her a hillbilly.
Well, she started it. Didn't you?
Hey, if it waddles and quacks, call it a duck.
You know something, Alice? I'd kick your face in till it looked better.
You're nuts.
No, I would not. I'd come around with a flying spinning kick and kick your face
in so hard. If you could haul your big ass up off the floor.
That your husband,
please.
Your husband would actually consider having sex with you again. And I would,
if you two women are an example of educators, both of you guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You're both talking like idiots.
Now, wait a second, Phil.
All right, I've got the recording here. Now, hold on, Alice. And you too, Claire. I've got the recording here of the truck running over the cell phone that you threw. And go ahead, Mark, if you've got that. Now, this was recorded by Channel 6.
And how mature was that you flung the phone out into the street to be run over?
You know something? That's one phone that kid won't be using anymore. So he'll have to take his top secret calls from Iraq another way. Maybe he can borrow your phone.
All right, okay. All right.
Look, Mr. Henry, I got better things to do than talk to this mountain trash. Now, I am trying to be an educator and a teacher.
And where did you get your degree from?
From a school.
From a school.
Yeah, a big red schoolhouse like you went to with a blackboard and the teachers. You know, Mary Had a Little Lamb, that kind of thing.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. So that was the recording of the cell phone going out in the street, huh?
That's my understanding.
Let's hear that again. How big was the phone?
One of those brick phones.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so I've gone over to a gym that we have for our teachers.
Now, you have called parents from the gym, right?
Yes, I have.
These are parents that you have had a problem with their student. In the case of the young man who was talking to his father on the cell phone today, his father was in Iraq. You didn't want him talking to him. You called the mother from the gym. Why?
Phil, this is part of our parent-teacher corporal punishment enforcement. When I call up a parent and I tell them that their child backs ass and therefore I would like to smack that parent across the mouth, when they can hear the sound of weights being lifted, when they can hear the sound of a Nautilus machine, they know I lift and that I'm working out. And so they're not prone to just blow it off.
Okay, so you mean they're not prone to think that you can't follow up on that?
Exactly, that I can't follow through. Because you can hear the clanging of weights.
Right. All right, let me go to another phone call here. Here is Sherry. Go ahead, Sherry.
Good evening. Good morning.
Good evening.
I'm in the East Coast, so it's very early in the morning for
yes,
me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Phil, I thank you for taking my call. I was outraged as I was driving home from a business trip and listening to you, Ms. Bingham. That is a disgrace, and I'm going to fill you in before I go any further. Pardon me.
Can you hear
You're
the
going waiting? To have respect, sir.
I have respect,
good.
But you can hear
then
the
you will
wait.
Listen. You will allow me.
All right, but you can hear the wait.
Finish, and I will allow you the courtesy to reply.
Thank you.
However, I am a well-educated woman who has a nursing degree.
Well, let me decide
and I
that.
Travel around the country, and I do cancer research. Okay? So you're not talking to a hillbilly. But what you did was disgraceful. To take a phone away from a child who was not talking to a soldier, that child, that male child, was talking to his father. And between the ages of 11 to 14, it is such a substantial relationship for him to know that his father is there, that he can contact him, regardless of where he is. He needs to have the security and the knowledge that, Dad, I'm okay, and Dad, are you okay? And for you to take it upon yourself to judge that child and then start talking about covert and top-secret conversations, you know, for the military. This is, for God's sake, an 11- to 14-year-old male child, and you have deprived him of the safety of going to sleep that night to know his father is okay. Rip that from his hands. That is cold, heartless, and calculated. That is reprehensible beyond belief that you could have that kind of thought in your mind when you are educating supposedly children.
All right, and now, Ms. Bingham, let me let Ms. Bingham respond.
So I don't have anything to say other than this. Sherry, you can clearly hear the sound of weights hitting each other.
Oh, honey, please don't even go to threat.
All right, you know I lift.
Well, what does that mean, you lift?
I took the phone from a child who would not give it back to me, and I pitched it out into the middle of a boulevard, right under a dump truck. I came directly to the gym, put another 5 pounds on, and I started working out. Now, I educate children, and I deal with some real hillbillies. I'm trying to get these children ready for life. I'm toned, and I don't mess.
What does that have to do with a child having the opportunity to speak with his father? Nothing.
The child can talk to his father at home. The child can talk to his father at home. He doesn't have to be inciting the student
right.
body saying, I got a soldier from Iraq on the phone. Now, what y'all think about that?
It sounded, and but your first comment was that you informed any group of students that was around him what he was doing. Before
yeah, that
they were unknowledgeable.
That's inflammatory. That's it trying to be insightful.
Let me ask the lady, what do you lift besides grocery bags?
Pardon me?
What do you lift besides grocery bags?
What do I lift besides grocery bags?
Yes.
I travel with a 75-pound
right.
suitcase.
We don't
none
have,
of your business.
That's, yeah.
You have made a direct threat. Okay, and now it's on the radio. And I will be on the phone tomorrow with the California Department of Education, and I will be informing them about you.
Well,
and I will, next time I go out there or wherever you are, and I will find out from the show, I will make sure that this is known point.
Wait a minute.
You are endangering the psychological safety of
all right,
the children.
I want
that
you to hear one thing. I want you to hear one thing, Sherry. This is my response to you. What do you think of that?
And this is supposed to what? Make me shake
yeah,
in my boots like an 11-year-old?
Sherry, be honest. The biggest thing that you ever lifted is your 200-pound ass. Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
I don't think so, darling. And I'm not going to stoop to your level.
I think this has gotten juvenile. And I think that, Ms. Bingham,
right.
You playing the sound of that truck ringing over cell phone.
Well, I'm just saying I don't miss. She wants to come at me. That's what's going to happen to her cell phone. Now, she wants to take it a step further. I lift and I don't miss.
You know.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, first of all, you took the kid's phone, you chuck it in the street. He was talking to his father. I think Sherry made a very good point. It's his dad.
Phil, I understand it's his father. I deal with parents all the time. I deal with mountain trash. I deal with a lot of hillbilly trash. Occasionally, you know, you get somebody who can put two sentences together. But for the most part, we are trying to undo what parents are doing. I need 5 more pounds
on a bicep
machine.
Where do you get off making that kind of decision?
Because I have decided that what I see coming into this school, all the hillbilly trash, somebody got to do something about it.
You are not
just the
judge, the jury, the God, the executioner. You are not it. These people, these children have parents. You are not the parents. The parents are the parents. It is their right to make the decisions what's disciplinary or not. Not you.
The boy has a father until the next homicide bomber at a public place.
Oh, man. What a comment to make about that.
That is heartless.
Oh,
God. That statement alone. That statement alone.
You probably have a fit neck from keeping your double chin up. But other than that,
honey, I work out in the gym every day. I am not going to take the level of calling you names and being juvenile, but I...
Will you knock it off with that tape of the truck, please?
If that is the best that you can do, and that is the only thing you can come up with besides running that...
Sherry, I tell you right now...
...piece of trash ape
that's,
and
did you just
threatening
call,
me.
Mr. Henry, she just called me an ape. I knew she was racist. I knew it.
Excuse me?
You just called me an ape.
I most certainly did not.
No, you did. You said that. Quit running my ape mouth. You said quit running my baboon mouth.
That is the best you can do besides paying that juvenile tape.
You didn't call her an ape, did you, Sherry?
I said
she called me a baboon.
Well, now I can't have that on my program.
Excuse me. That did not
say that.
She said I sounded like some babbling chimp and I probably had as much hair.
She did not.
She said I look like a orangutan.
You are.
Oh, get out. But, you know, okay. Look at Sherry. Thank you very much. And I want.
Sherry, you just be thankful that wasn't you under that truck.
Get rid of all these people, will you, please?
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry.
I never knew she lifted. The part about that I dig is that she calls the parents to let them know that there's a problem. And, oh, yeah, in the background, you can hear weights clanging against each other. Just so they know she doesn't mess. Oh, my God. Thank you very much, Ms. Bingham. And go on down there to Joyful Union and see their wonderful school. I'm sure that it's just a groove, man, or whatever the hell. I don't know. All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show's website is www.philhenryshow.com. And on that website, you can find a potpourri of fun things to do and also obtain a Backstage Pass membership, which I think is going to be just all the rage, baby.